Children, fight. We find it necessary. We know we will win. We have confidence in the victory of good over evil. Fight the real enemy.
Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and that's Bob Marley's War, as performed by Sinead O'Connor. On this day in 1992, Sinead O'Connor ripped up a photograph of Pope Paul John II on Saturday Night Live as a protest over sexual abuse in the Roman Catholic Church. On this day in history, October the 3rd, let me begin with a story about a man that's not known much in American history, whose name is Kintupuash, or known by many in American history as Captain Jack. There was a native nation called the Modoc, M-O-D-O-C, that lived in this gorgeous place in what's now Northern California and Southern Oregon. They lived there for centuries and centuries. And then what was discovered? Gold was discovered in their land. And when gold was discovered, the U.S. Army came in to push the Modoc out. So the Modoc were moved into this reservation among the Klamath, which are another native group, native tribe, native nation. But the Klamath and the Modoc didn't see eye to eye. They never got along. They always were in conflict with one another. So led by Captain Jack, the Modoc left and left Northern California, left that reservation in Southern Oregon, back to their homelands. The army came to move them out, push some of them out, but Captain Jack remained resisting to that, fought the United States and its army for years in a guerrilla warfare. He was captured, and when he was captured, not just captured, he said, okay, I surrender, laid down his gun. The U.S. Army put him in chains and then hung. After he surrendered, they hung him and a number of other Modoc Indians. They took their hands. They severed their hands. They sent those hands to the Smithsonian. They chopped their heads off, sent the skulls to the Smithsonian, put them on display for America to see. Years later, the Modoc, his descendants, found out about this, and they finally got those remains back to bless and put back to their beliefs and bury them. But he was a man who resisted, and his resistance ended in his being hung. But the Modoc War was a very famous war in the early 1870s until 1873, and there was a great novel written by Terry Johnson called Devil's Backbone, The Modoc War, and where Captain Jack is the central character, or Kintupuash, well worth the read, and an important part of a history that we do not ever acknowledge. Also on this day in history, this is the day in 1932 that Iraq gained independence from the United Kingdom. After the end of World War I and the defeat of the Ottoman Empire, which is today's Turkey, the empire they ruled that covered much of the Muslim world in North Africa, Arabia, and more, Iraq was taken over by the British. Syria was taken over by the French. And a revolt took place in 1920 among Iraqis for independence from Britain, independence from everybody to run their own nation. The British attempted to put down that revolt. And in conflict with France over who is going to control the oil and wealth of that region, they put King Faisal in charge of Iraq. And the British and King Faisal of Iraq, even though it was nominally independent, ran that nation until 1958 when a coup took place, throwing out Faisal, that brought in Saddam Hussein and the military officers. So the seeds and roots of what we see today, this is part of what they go back to. On this day in 1932, the Iraqis claim independence from Britain. And just to show you that students have always led revolts, on this day in 1932, they had to call out a state militia because students in Kincaid, Illinois, closed down all the schools in that part of Illinois, went on strike because the school system was buying coal from the Peabody Coal Company that hired scabs and tried to kill off the union. So students have always been in the forefront of the struggles that we see today in our world. And on this day in 1956, the great Nat King Cole became the first black performer to host his own TV show. We'll try to link to some of those episodes on our website so you can see just what that time was like and what he was like at that time. Well, there's a great deal more on this day in history, but we'll leave it there. And go to steinershow.org, check out the rest of our day in history, October the 3rd. On our way to break, we're hearing the great Keb Moe, one of the great modern American blues singers, one of my favorites, three-time American Grammy Award-winning musician, singer, guitarist, songwriter, playing More Than One Way Home. Ray Kemo, born on this day in 1951.